T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
FBI and Justice Department officials have agreed to review classified information with lawmakers as President Trump demands an investigation into whether an FBI informant infiltrated his campaign.
CBS News correspondent Paula Reed is on our news line. Paula, what will they look at and what will they look for?
Well, these two congressional leaders, in particular, Gowdy and Nunes, they've been trying to get additional documents related to what this informant did, who this informant met with, and what this informant was trying to gather. And so far, they have not gotten any satisfaction from the Justice Department. So it's expected that they may get to see additional documents, but there's been several meetings between congressional leaders and the Justice Department that have left both sides quite unsatisfied. So it remains to be seen whether or not this meeting brokered by the chief of staff will actually satisfy them, or whether they will continue to push, potentially holding the deputy attorney general or the attorney general in contempt.
Paula, if the FBI did plant an informant in the Trump campaign, is there anything illegal about that?
Well, we have to really be careful with our language here, because the president keeps referring to a spy that was embedded in his campaign. First of all, the term spy, that's not something the FBI or law enforcement uses. The CIA uses spies. FBI sources have confirmed that an informant made contact with some Trump campaign advisors after the FBI received tips that these advisors had suspicious contacts with Russians. This is a commonly used tool in investigations, but it seems the president is trying to make it out to be a politically motivated embed in his campaign, despite the fact that there's no evidence for that. That is what the inspector general will look into.
The president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, has claimed that an end to the Russia probe is in sight. Would you agree?
Well, he specifically said that the special counsel said that the investigation would wrap up on September 1st. But I was very skeptical of that report, because no good investigator is ever going to tell you the specific date that investigation that they're working on is going to end. Now Giuliani is walking that back. We have no idea when the Russia investigation is going to end. We know it will likely last through this year, because they have a trial that doesn't even start until mid-September, the second trial of Paul Manafort. So anyone claiming that they know when this is going to wrap up, even if Robert Mueller said that, I don't think they really know. Because in an investigation, you just don't know where your next piece of evidence is going to lead.
All right, Paula, thanks. CBS's Paula Reed joining us.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.